My name is Sam Baranci. I'm currently a junior. I'm double majoring in finance and business fellows. I'm seeking the internal vice president position, and I've served 5 consecutive semesters in student government, including 2 chair positions for the Campus Improvements Committee and the Operations and Procedures Committee, and I've also served as president pro tem this semester.
Okay. Let's just start off with why you think you're the best person for this job.
Well, I believe that experience is important, and I can't say that for sure that I'm the best candidate for this job because I don't know each of the other candidates intimately enough to know exactly how they would do, but I do believe that I'm a qualified candidate because of my extensive leadership experience, and I believe that my experience in government surpasses that of most people, and that my experience as committee chairs for campus improvements and operations and procedures, including both at the same time, is pretty much unparalleled, especially in recent memory. But I also have a vision and a passion, but it's nothing without my faith. And I got really challenged to pursue this position on a spring break mission trip to Tokyo. And it was pretty interesting because we were actually talking with the Japanese about spirituality in the busiest intersection in the world, and I really felt like God was pushing me to step it up and to really start to get out of my comfort zone. And tell you the truth, I was tempted to just cruise into the next year and be a senator and possibly take another chair position, but I really felt the need to take up this position and really run for it. And I've always been scared of campaigning, but I really feel like I'm called to do this, and I feel like God's challenged me to really get out of my comfort zone and start to see what I can do. And I believe that I will succeed at this position because of the respect that I've gained in student government, because of the tenure that I've had and my track record as a committee chairperson.
Okay, so what are some of the things you hope to accomplish?
Well, if you look at this sheet, you'll see some of the goals that I have, immediate goals include pressuring the administration to open the Baylor Science Building 24 hours a day. And you saw the article in the Lariat today about that and how students can get involved in that, and we're really going to take that bill and try and talk to the administration and try and get this thing passed, because there are a lot of people who really care about that issue, and we know that because when I was a committee chairperson for campus improvements, I set out a campus improvement survey on the BIN. And that survey shattered all the records for participation because we included incentives to participate, which nobody really ever did. And we did probably 4 people getting beer bucks and also free sing tickets if you join. And we actually didn't get as much publicity as we thought we would, but the response was entirely high. And the Baylor Science Building issue came up as number 2 on the list, and there were a lot of votes for that. So really looking forward to that. But we also want to earmark 25% or more of the Student Life Fund to use for events encouraging diversity, which includes racial, socioeconomic, and social justice things. So that's something else that I want to do. But my most fundamental goal is to really connect with the administration and empower and enable organizations to really be able to talk with the administration and let them know what they're thinking, and so we can compromise. And I really want to be able to step into Travis Plummer's shoes and basically continue the track that he's going. I don't want to make a turnaround for 180, because I believe that if you step in somebody's shoes and basically go the same direction, it's going to have a more effective role in getting things done. And through that, by the end of the term, we can really work to keep the visiting hours at where they are or extend them, and we can also create a network among Texas schools, and I've already started on that. There's a girl named Katie Sawa at University of Texas, and we're starting to get a connection between UT and Baylor as far as idea sharing for student governments, and so the pool is increased from 52 people to potentially 700 people from all types of different universities who are willing to put ideas into this type of thing, and I'm really excited about that. And usually student governments just meet annually for a Big 12 conference, but this would actually establish connection every month at least, so that we could continue to improve our ideas and become more of a top-tier university. So that's the main part. But also I would want to create an environmental concerns ad hoc committee. Baylor was recently rated very low among environmental consciousness, and I believe if we got a committee that's dedicated to that, they would really raise a lot of the concerns that students have about recycling, wasting water, and all types of different issues, how Baylor can greater glorify God by taking care of his environment.
What are the biggest problems facing students at Baylor?
I believe that probably the biggest is apathy. And I believe that Baylor, with a dependence on over 80% reliant on tuition, that we are entirely too much dependent on tuition, and that students aren't fulfilling that voice. They're not 80% of the voice of what goes on. And I'm not saying that by the end of my term I can promise that students are controlling pretty much 80% of what's going on, but I believe that students should really become active. Because once we start voicing our opinion, and once we start going through student government and legitimizing these student concerns, that's when we can really do something. And that's a sincere belief of mine, because I entered as a cynical, skeptical person in student government who basically tried to get something passed with Aramark to change meal plans. And we got turned down, and it wasn't very encouraging to see a deaf ear turn toward our concerns. But I believe that if students keep saying, you know, I really want this, I really want this, then the administration has no choice but to listen, because if they're 80% or more dependent on tuition, then they have to start listening to student concerns. And I don't believe that students have the best view all the time, but I believe if there's a consistent view among the student body, the administration should at least seriously consider it.
What do you think can be done to get students more involved at Baylor?
I believe that if we start to communicate the opportunities through student government, at least, and we should create more opportunities for them to get involved, petitions. Right now there's a tax-free initiative, and we basically put out a petition for that, and we have some people actually today in Austin who are lobbying for tax-free textbooks among legislators in the state capitol. And so I believe that people start to email, and if they start to use the channels through student government, we can start to say, you know, this is really something that's going to be possible. And if we can quantify data, that is something that's going to be priceless when we approach the administration, when we say, this is how many students really want this, and this is the percentage. They have no choice but to respect that, because we went out, we did our research, and they can't refute it and say, you know, most people don't think that. We can produce hard evidence that the student body really does believe what we're addressing. So,
what would you say are your strengths and weaknesses?
My greatest strength my strengths are passion, perspective, because I look at things unlike any other person, and my experience. And I have an unparalleled experience record for 2.5 straight years involved in student government. So I've got to know the ins and outs of it, and you can see that with my chair position for campus improvements and O&P, O&P's operations and procedures, campus improvements, I got to know all the student concerns, and I got to realize what they wanted to improve about the campus and that type of thing. But operations and procedures, I got to see the inner workings of student government and got to see really how it works and how we can improve it and provide a constitution that would give it a greater amount of legitimacy. As far as my potential, I mean, I'd have to say that I consistently underestimate my potential as far as what I can do. And that's why I was considering just becoming a senator again. And then during spring break, God just started working on my heart, and I started thinking, you know, this is possibly something that I can really do something about. And I was encouraged by some upper people in student government to really consider doing this. And Brad Pierce, who was an IVP for 2 years, a few years ago, really started saying, you know, I think you have what it takes to get this stuff done. And I started realizing that I had the respect for student government that I needed, and I earned the respect that I needed through my experience.
How do you stay in touch with students and reflect their desires through student government?
Well, a major example of that was our campus improvement survey that we put out on the bin, and creating incentive through that. One is talking directly to organizations, and that's a major part about campaigning that I never considered, like a major advantage, is getting to know really what people care about. So as we go and we start to visit organizations, I actually put out my email address on the Facebook page as far as what people care about, and I'm creating some business cards that say campaign promises, and then there's a question mark, and then it says insert here. So I'm going to give students the opportunity to really raise questions, and I've been contacted by people already who are asking, what's your stance on living wage and what's your stance on social justice issues. But I believe that if you start connecting with those people and you start putting out surveys and being able to quantify data, you're really getting an accurate sense of what's going on, because that's how things are done in the real world, and that's how you're connecting with them. But you always have to be approachable and honest, and approachability is another one of my strengths, because I'm very much of a people person. I like to talk and I love to listen, and I'm actually meeting with somebody today as far as what they want done with multicultural organizations, so that's something I'm really looking forward to. But you have to be sure to adapt to the condition you're in, because as internal vice president, I'm not here just to do the issues that I'm passionate about. I'm a representative for students. And so I have a duty and obligation through this position to represent what they want. And so I have to keep that in mind. Even though I want the Baylor Science Building, I have to make sure that the students care about that. Otherwise, I'm doing a bad job as IVP.
Okay, so what do you view the overall role of student government is and how it relates to the Baylor community?
Well, I believe that the role of student government is voicing the student concerns. If you see my vision, it is a faith-driven student government empowering its constituency to connect with the Baylor administration and accomplish the impossible. Because there's a lot of things that people think are not going to happen, and there's too much red tape. There's not enough people to be able to do what's going on as far as sponsors and that kind of thing for events to get business sponsors. And I believe that student government is a means to empower organizations to get something done. And that's all I think it is. I don't think that it's a way to push its own policies and to create an elite group of students who are just there to do what they, who are just there to pass what they care about. We're here to represent the students, and we're here to basically bridge the gap between the students and the administration. And that's my main goal, is to be able to bring that closer. And that's one of Travis Plummer's main goals. And I believe if I do that with him, then we can bring it closer together. And I don't believe that people should be going off in their own directions. I believe that leadership is the most important characteristic of any type of organization if it's going to achieve legitimacy. And I believe a unified leadership is very strong. So I believe if we really start to come together on these campaign goals, that's going to be something that's going to be key to getting something done. And so we just got to continue the road, because 1 year is not going to do much. We'll make some little changes. We might get the Baylor Science Building open 24 hours, but in the long run, it's not going to solve all the problems, and I realize that. And so that's why we just got to keep going, and we just got to keep taking steps, and that's all we can do. And so if the student body officers are together, and they can basically emanate their energy upon the senators and lead us into a unified goal.
What could be done to get the average student more interested in student government?
I believe publicity. Like, you saw the article today about the Baylor Science Building, and I believe that when they start emailing their senators and when they start seeing that things are going to make a difference, then they'll start doing it. They'll start responding. When campaign promises are being fulfilled and it's not just a fountain of BS, that's when things are going to get done. And that's when people are going to start saying, you know, student government actually does something. So I believe once we start fulfilling our promises to the student body, they're going to start to have more respect. But until then, we're going to have to provide incentive for people to take part in surveys, because right now there isn't enough student activeness. And I believe that once we start to talk to them and once we start to give them incentive to take part in these things, then we can really start to get them involved. Basically, you might be a little bit confused about how God would have really challenged me over spring break in Tokyo to really start to be able to step up to this IVP position. And I don't mean to put that out as a corny saying just because we go to a Baptist university and that type of thing, but I really started feeling like God really wants me to step it up, especially after last year and the struggles that Bucks had when I was vice president through that, and planning Island Party and dealing with basically a disunified fraternity is really bringing that together. But I was basically in the busiest intersection in the world, and we were supposed to do 5-minute English lessons with Japanese people. And we basically had to put up these books, and people there want to practice their English. So we put up these books, and people would come by, and they'd want to practice their English. But one day, we had been walking all day, and everybody was tired and sick, and we put up our books for 15 minutes, and nobody came. And so we were just sitting there, and I was getting very dizzy, lightheaded, and exhausted. And so I went off, and I just sat down because I just couldn't stand anymore, and I just didn't have any more energy. And I said a little prayer, and somebody else was standing next to me, and he said, it's kind of discouraging not being able to get these people to come do English, and I don't know why I'm here or why God put me here, you know, 1,000 miles away to try and talk to these people about something that they basically view as a fairy tale. And so after I was sitting down, I got up and I basically told him, John, you just got to expect it. And I've never done anything like this. I'm usually not the charismatic person, but I just told him, watch this. And I went out and I basically put my book up. And before I reached the end of the sidewalk, a group had stopped me. And he was sitting there, and he looked at this in complete amazement, and he basically went out there, and as soon as he put his book up, somebody came and stopped him, and that was after 20 minutes of inactivity. And I believe through that experience, God was really teaching me to start expecting something. I believe that this is something that running for this position is really something that I'm getting out of my comfort zone to do. You know, I'm not 1,000 miles away in the busiest intersection in the world, but this is something that puts me out of my comfort zone and really challenges me. But fortunately, that's when I thrive the most, and that's when I depend on God the most. So I want to thank you guys for kind of listening to that. But that's pretty much the basic idea of really what motivated me to be open to running for IBP. But I really do have a heart for the students and what they want to do, and I believe that I am a good candidate and that I could fulfill the responsibilities set forth to represent them accurately. So if there's any more questions,